What's up, everyone? This is Tony Velasco, and welcome to episode number 13 of the Tony V Project. Super excited to be back. It's been a while. Was on vacation for a little bit, and then just took a little bit of a hiatus from the show in general. But we're back and kicking it off with something really cool to kind of get back into it. We are doing a little mini-series called the Legacy Series, and it's just kind of a cool way to tie in the theme of my book that's coming out shortly. Got about a chapter or two left called The Legacy Mindset. And with LeBron and just getting swept in the finals and all of the talk with the comparisons between him and Jordan and Kobe and who's the greatest of all time. And I thought just kind of doing a little mini series on legacies in general across sports, film, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs, kind of just the whole thing, I thought would be really cool. And so what better way to kick it off than with the most recent, being the NBA and LeBron and Jordan and all that. So that's what we're doing. Cool. Going to have a little fun here over the next few episodes with a lot of pop culture talk. So it should be pretty rad. And of course, I had to bring a couple of my sports wizards here with me today.
I wouldn't say
mad
that.
Laker fan, definitely gonna be heavy on the Kobe love today. Kobe. My boy Nick Jones. Kobe. And then if you ever need some Vegas help, knows betting odds, Mr. Patrick Dietz is gonna be over here.
I can't wait for this debate because out of all these players we're going to discuss, I think Kobe is the worst of all of them.
Oh,
so there you go.
This
is
gonna be good. Hey, before we get into it, I have to say this. I have to lead in with this, that I pulled top 50 players and everything, and most of the stuff we're going to debate is concerning the top six of all time and all that. But out of the top six, this is according to Slam.com at least, and I'm pretty sure this is, you know, a lot of people in agreement about these top six, that of the top six, four are Lakers.
That's pretty cool, for
that
sure.
That makes sense.
It's pretty rad.
That makes sense.
So, all the Laker haters out there can't be hating too hard.
That makes sense.
But let's get right to it, guys. Excuse me. But let's get right to it. I mean, no better way to kick this off than just the LeBron talk in general. I mean, that's front and center right now. What are your guys' thoughts? I mean, obviously, you just got swept. That game one was that was a tough one. But in general, I mean, like, what are your guys' thoughts about just that in general before we get, you know,
him getting swept?
Yeah, just the – I mean
– they lost that series, that game.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was it. You can't recover from something like that.
Yeah, I just watch a guy that's really good playing with a bunch of scrubs against – it's an all-star team they're playing against. Four of the guys could not start for the Western Conference All-Stars, but all participated.
Yeah.
Against him, and they still almost won game one, except homeboy didn't know the score.
Yeah. You can't recover from that.
How do you do that?
You can't recover from that.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, I mean, if you're nothing, LeBron and you're watching that guy, all the videos and the memes of that, by the way, were amazing.
Absolutely.
But you're standing at the top of the key, wherever LeBron was when he got that rebound, and you watch him with 3 seconds to go, instead of putting it back up, running around. Like, what's going through your head? Besides tackling your own fucking team.
I think it was. Like,
you can't explain that.
I honestly thought he might stick his arm out and clothesline. Yeah. You know, like, just to stop him. Yeah. It was crazy.
You can't explain that.
I don't understand with all the scoreboards in the stadium how you don't know the score. There's like 17 places displaying the score.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. You know, I get if you forget the score at a youth football game where I don't think there's a scoreboard. Yeah. I get it. But
if the score is, you know... If you're getting hammered 115-82 and you don't know the exact score, you're off by a couple points. Okay, I get it. When it's a 1-2 point game, there's 3 seconds left. There is absolutely no excuse on the face of this planet for you to be a professional ball player and not know.
Couple great things about J.R. Smith after that happened. Number one, they got the lips of him saying, "I thought the score was tied." And then in the media afterwards, he said that he thought that they were down by one. Yeah. So he's
all
lying.
He's
and
classic,
then here's what's funny. Everyone talks about just bringing these one and done rules. No one realizes J.R. Smith did not go to college. So he is a straight to the NBA guy. and might have needed a semester extra in algebra or something.
Yeah, he missed Math 101. For sure. All right, so
The series was definitely over, like Nick said, right after he dribbled that ball out.
I think everybody.
Yeah, overtime. Was,
yeah, everybody they were never winning overtime.
No. That was fucking heart wrenching, dude. You could hate LeBron and feel bad for him at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awful. It was awful.
So, actually, that's actually a good thing. Do we have any LeBron haters on this panel before? No?
Used to be. Yeah, used to be. Just as far as comparisons is like the greatest ever, but those have changed drastically over the last 5 to 6 years, for sure.
All right, so I want to kick off. We'll kick it off with, I'm going to fire off the top six that I pulled, and we'll start kind of dwindling them down and kind of talking about them. But as we're going, one of the big themes that I kind of want to tie into everything we talk about, because I think it matters in how we determine who the greatest of all time is what defines legacy. Because at least when it comes to LeBron, I think the biggest knock on him versus Jordan is the fact that Jordan was 6-0 in the finals. LeBron is what now? Three and five, something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll be able to actually, lay it out and say, hey, this is what is most important to least important in terms of, this is what determines the greatest of all time or determines someone's legacy. But I just want to kind of keep that, in the back of your mind as we're going through this. Ty, talk to you later, bro. Okay. He would have been a good guy to have on here.
He would be, yeah.
Yeah, he's played some basketball. You know who I tried to get on, but he's too busy buying motorcycles is PT.
Yeah, he loves him.
He would have been a good time to have on here. I know he's a diehard Laker fan.
Diehard.
Try to get Vlad. We'll keep him on here when it comes to the Brady NFL talk.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
But all right, so let's just jump right into the LeBron versus Jordan, and then we'll get into some of the other stuff. Just fire it off. Yes or no, or who's better? Which one? If you had to pick one right now,
Jordan. Jordan. I think that's undebatable. I think Jordan.
Like, not even close.
I think Michael Jordan's the best basketball player of all time. 100%.
Patrick.
For me, I would take LeBron. I've gotten in this argument with some people because a lot of people, I feel like, especially our generation, are stuck on MJ because we grew up watching him.
Yeah.
And he was likable. LeBron James is the most likable guy in the world.
So
when you watch him on TV, you really want to like him, and then he like makes a game winner against the Raptors, and he like tells the media, "Don't try that at home," and like winks at him, like.
And he acts like a fucking baby.
Yeah, so he's very dislikable. So that's why, I think it's tough for people to say LeBron James, but I mean, I'm just looking at these stats right now, and they're pretty frightening.
Yeah.
So, he has played longer though.
I want to jump into that real quick. Your comment about likability, because I was watching. I don't know what analyst show was on, or if it was on YouTube or whatever, ESPN, I'm not sure. But they were talking about that, and Chris Carter was on there, and they were talking, I don't know if they were talking about LeBron and Jordan, or if they're talking about other players, but the idea of likability came up. If that makes a difference or makes an impact on how you view the person, if that maybe raises them subconsciously in your mind. And Chris Carter was like, no, it's stats. It's all stats. End of the day, do you play well? Do you not play well? Do you win? Do you not? And I don't know if I 100% agree with him. I think that is the first and foremost is, do you have the paperwork to back what you're doing? But man, when you are uncharismatic versus someone who is ultra charismatic, I think that plays a huge deal. And one of our six, Magic Johnson, I think, is top six because he was charismatic.
Yeah.
You look at his...
That's fucking
he was a facilitator, great passer, one of the best assist guys of all time. You look at his stats compared to anyone in, like, the top 50.
Especially scoring stats.
Doesn't compare. And he's always at the top of the heap when it comes to best all time, and I think it's because of that.
Yeah, and what's funny about, and you're absolutely right with Magic, because he's a business owner and he's a face in the community, and I mean, he got a disease that kills everyone, but he's the only one that manages to survive. Like, he's very likable, and you are right. His stats will never look as good as
other people, but everyone, a lot of people say he's the greatest Laker. And stats-wise, it's
not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. So here, so I'm going to jump to what I think is the heat of the debate between LeBron and Jordan, because you watch any show, any, you know, statistical analysis of the, you know, the comparison between the two, and at least from a stats standpoint, from a paper standpoint, LeBron is either equal to currently or is on his way to surpass Jordan in pretty much, with the exception of points per game and a few things like that, at least all time, when you're talking about just total points, total steals, everything, he will pass Jordan on pretty much everything, every single thing, with the exception of the 6-0, which he can never fix. Because once you lost, you can't change that.
Right.
And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, that I think gives just this like aura of greatness when you go to the finals, you win 2 3-peats, you're 6-0. But I pulled some other stats because the argument against that is the competition in the East, when Jordan was playing, versus the competition in the East now when LeBron is playing, much and there's no competition in the East, which means it's that much easier to get to the finals to face the fucking Titans in the West, which means you're going to lose more finals.
Right.
Whereas the West was weak when the Bulls were at the top of their game, and so if they made it past the first part of the playoffs, not that they were guaranteed to win in the finals, but they had a much better shot.
Yes.
So I pulled these stats, and I just went, I started doing total wins, losses, playoff records, all that stuff, and I just stuck it to series. Jordan is 29-6 all time. LeBron is 35-10. As far as I'm concerned, that's pretty close.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other big thing, and I think this plays into how he got embarrassed again by the Warriors, who are an all-star team. Jordan was 1-9 in the playoffs without Pippen, or 0-3 with
the
series.
Yeah.
And then with him, he was – so I didn't go – oh, yeah, series record without, he was 0-3. With him, he was 29-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the total record for playoffs, he was 114-46 with Pippen and 1-9 without Pippen. And so this begs the debate, and I've always felt this. It's so hard to like say, like, hey, this is the best all time when it comes to a team sport, because you can be the greatest ever, but 1 out of 5, you know what I mean? If the other 4 just shit,
it don't work.
It doesn't work.
Right.
And so if you take away Pippen and put him on the same team that LeBron's on, like, are the results the same?
Probably.
yeah,
I would think so, or close to it. But I don't know, because they lost to Dallas 1 year when they had an all-star team, and they lost to Dallas.
Yeah,
you know,
that was his first year
that
with
That was his first
Miami.
Year
with
the Heat. Yeah. They lost in game 6 or 7 at home to Dallas, who had Dirk and a bunch of role players.
Yeah.
So maybe the results wouldn't have been the same.
Yeah.
You know,
Turk went crazy.
Yeah,
that's fucking nuts.
That was awesome.
But I think that LeBron can't handle like a stronger personality on his team, and Jordan could. So,
well, I just think it was. I don't think it was that Jordan couldn't handle. Like, I just think he was one of the most dominant personalities of all time. Like,
absolutely.
There was not a bigger competitor, probably to ever play the game than Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing stories about him, like, when they went on the Dream Team, when they were on that, I don't know if it was, like, the first or second year or whatever, and the first time, like, that elite group of guys got together and they started practicing, and Jordan would take practice like it was the fucking NBA Finals.
Crazy.
And, you know, have one-on-one games and be like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, he was, win all the time, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Hardcore.
And that's changed a lot, because now if you go like hard in practice like that, guys get pissed because no one wants to get hurt.
Nobody
wants
to get hurt.
And I don't blame them. But
that's where the NBA is at, though.
Mr. Kobe. I mean, I think that's why Kobe gets hated on, is because he was much more like Jordan in that competitive, like, winning is first, number one, everything else is second, and if you don't like it, tough shit. And so he gets hated on, Kobe does, for, you know, being maybe less personable because of it. Yeah. But I think that's what made him him also.
Yeah, it's his, that's his legacy.
Yeah, being the Mamba.
Yeah, that's his legacy. Absolutely. He's a fucking assassin.
I think he grew up emulating everything Michael Jordan did.
Absolutely. His game is identical.
If you watch their film side to side,
it's identical. It's incredible.
It's the same moves. It's the same fallaways.
Everything.
He idolized it, and he was able to put it out there on the court, and it worked. It worked. Kobe.
okay, so Mr. Kobe, Kobe or Jordan? Or who do you put, if you put Jordan, because I think you said Jordan is number one.
Yeah, I think that's just non-debatable.
So then where does Kobe fall? 2, 3, is he ahead of James in your mind?
Yeah, because of that playoff mentality. LeBron James didn't have the fourth quarter respect until this season. This playoffs, he got that fourth quarter respect. Until then, everybody talks shit. Everybody. Us, ESPN, everybody. He don't show up. He misses free throws in the fourth quarter. This, that. Until this season, he showed up and all that shit went away. But you never talked about that with Kobe.
Yeah.
If Kobe had a chance, he was probably going to get it 5 out of 7. Mm-hmm. You know, he was going to get it. And lost to Detroit, which was the best defensive team I've still ever seen. We ran into a buzzsaw and lost. And then Boston, because it was Boston's year. But he could easily have 7 rings. He's got 5. And he willed those teams. I just think that's the biggest difference, you know.
He was by far and away their leader towards the end, like when they won with Meta and Paul Gasol.
Absolutely, and Gasol, yeah.
Yeah, before, I always thought of it as Shaquille O'Neal's team when Kobe had wore the A and had the fro and all that stuff.
A lot of people did.
To me, it was Shaq's team. But
you talking about the first three-peat or the second?
The first three-peat.
Or the second, I think almost that, three-peat.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that a lot of people knew that it was Shaq's team, but when it came down to the debate, Shaq or Kobe, it came down to age.
Yeah.
At that point.
You know exactly. I mean?
It came down to who's going
to be older and been in the league.
Kobe slowed or
it
Shaq
was Shaq's team though. He's the most dominant player of all time.
I think so too.
All time. If you compare all these six guys, I was gonna get into that. If you just give me like a guy's best 5 years, I'll take Shaquille O'Neal
all day.
But he's undefendable.
All day.
Have you ever seen him in person? My mom has his signed shoe of his in her office, and I shit you not, guys. It goes from your hat to that coffee mug.
Yeah, no,
it's stupid.
I saw it the other day. I went to the doctor to get something checked out on my foot and walked to this podiatrist place or whatever, and they have a Shaq shoe on there. It
looks fake.
It does. It's ridiculous.
It's 24 and a half.
Yeah.
That's too fast.
It is unreal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Insane.
It looks like it weighs 17 pounds.
If he could hit free throws, I mean, he would probably be the best player of all time. But I mean, that was obviously invented a thing.
Yeah, they invented a defense
to put him on the line.
I even said the six that I pulled here. So, you're good.
Yeah.
This is according to slam.com, and I pulled a couple different statistical references, so we looked like we knew what we were talking about. but we got Kareem, Shaq, Magic, and Kobe. That's our Lakers squad. And then you got Jordan, LeBron. So, of those six,
and I really have no arguments with those.
Yeah,
like, the only other person you really throw in there is Bill Russell. And I can't even ever say that I ever saw the guy play because he's so old. But I mean, 10 NBA championships is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
But other than that, his stats are unbalanced, though.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so unbalanced too. Yeah.
Bill Russell was.
And Wilt Chamberlain,
7,
I'm sure, is close up
and
there.
And Wilt is 8.
Yeah, and Larry Bird.
Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Oscar Robertson. Yeah. Who said
he? Hakeem, is he anywhere
near
there?
He was like.
Hakeem and Kevin Garnett should be right there too.
They should be close. Hakeem is shit.
I know he's on here. I know I wrote him down. He's after Oscar Robertson. He's like 14, 15.
Okay. Yeah. He should be on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with these six for sure. Kareem's an interesting one too.
Yeah.
He played for so long.
Yeah, and he invented a shot that was actually undefendable, and I think that's what he gets a lot of credit for. He was phenomenal, obviously.
Yeah.
But that shot that he invented.
And another guy a lot of people didn't like right away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he used to be, you know, he controversial. Changed
his name. That's why we needed PT to come on here because, you know, these guys are a little bit on the cusp before our time. And so it's hard to really truly be able to debate the, you know, the Oscar Robertsons, the Kareem, even the Birds. I mean, you know, I was like 4 when he was in his prime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard to really remember exactly how great he was.
That's shit.
There and the game
his
is
mustache was the
shorts. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. The mustache and the shorts.
Amazing. Your roommate has his mustache.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, he does. Exactly. And it helps elevate your game. Yeah. I feel like with the mustache, obviously. But yeah, these I agree with all six of these. You're kind of talking about legacy. I could kind of think of
like a what determines or defines it?
Yeah, like each of these guys, like what they mean to me as a sports fan. You know what I mean? Like Shaq to me is like this big goofball that, to me, like I told you guys, if you gave like all these guys their best 5 years, I would take Shaq if I had the first pick because there's just no defending him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could put four guys on him and he's just going to bowl right through him because of the rules of the game.
Hands down the best, or not the best all time, hands down the most dominant player of all time, especially when you put him in his you know, in a 5 year span.
Yeah.
Yep. Kareem's legacy to me will always be that total points number. Look at that. 38,000 points. Like, that's stupid.
It's no one will ever even come close to that.
No, it's one of those, it's just one of those things, like, where it's kind of like those baseball records that might not ever be broken. I don't think, like, you know, you got LeBron at 31,000 right now. You've got, you know, Kobe who's retired at 33. He fell 5,000 points 5, short 000. Of Kareem.
Who's second to that? Like Karl Malone, and he's 2,000. And I mean,
2,000 short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the closest anybody's ever got. Yeah.
So that's what, when nuts. I think of Kareem, that's what I think of. Just that sky hook.
You can't defend it.
That you can't defend. And the leading scorer that's ever played the game.
Yeah.
For sure.
But if you start a team, like if I'm starting a team with any player of all time, I think that becomes your favorite player. Or at least who you think is the best player of all time. If you're starting a team right now, who are you starting that team with?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm starting with Jordan. Of all time, I'm starting with Jordan.
Yeah. In their prime, you're building a team. You got one guy to build your squad around.
Yeah, I'm going to take Shaq.
I see. And I can see that. Yeah, I can totally
I'm gonna
see
take
that.
Shaq, you know? Or LeBron, which totally makes me that. Sad because Michael Jordan will still always be my favorite athlete of all time. I think he's the best scorer of all time. Absolutely.
He's hands down the best scorer.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Kobe's right absolutely. Behind him. Yeah. But
I think Jordan was so good because he was
– some of these
there wasn't an athlete like
awesome.
Him ever before. There was – I mean, name somebody.
The fact that he has 900 blocks is pretty crazy. Who? Jordan. Yeah. He has
nuts.
More blocks than
that's
LeBron.
Nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
To me. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And has played less games already. You know what I mean? Like, that stat's
that's
pretty
incredible.
Shocking. The
that's
block
incredible.
Stat's pretty incredible. And what's really funny is how the game's evolved. I'm looking at these three-point percentages and all these kind of older school players. Like, Kobe's three-point percentage isn't very good.
He threw him up.
Yeah.
I bet his attempts is fucking more than anybody besides Carmelo.
Yeah. Magic Johnson, Jordan, and all these guys, their three-point percentage is lower than LeBron's.
Yeah,
you don't really think of LeBron as a shooter,
no.
But it's just the game. You know, it's just what the game is now.
It's slowed down, and you can't touch nobody.
Yeah.
So you can be on the three-point line. Yeah.
The centers shoot threes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a spread-out game.
If they have a good look, they'll take that shot.
So let me ask this, because this is one of the things I want to talk about.
Like Joel
Speaking
Embiid
of,
threes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
the game has changed, right? I mean, it was a much more physical game back in Jordan's time versus now. You got LeBron flopping all over the player like
he's
in the fucking
baby,
World
dude.
Cup.
It's a crybaby.
What... Do you think you can make legitimate comparisons across eras because of the different dynamic of the game? You know what I mean?
I think it's why we can't compare player to player from different eras. I don't think LeBron survives in the late 80s.
You know, he's never really been hurt, right? LeBron, like for a long stretch. I mean, the guy played 82 games this year. I don't think he plays 82 games in the 80s.
There's not a chance. They won't let him. Yeah. They won't let him. You get into the Detroit teams
of
the late 80s, they're going to be like, this guy's killing us. We'll fuck him up.
Yeah. But I mean, James Harden this year is dropping all those points, I think MJ might have figured out a three-point shot and would have his game would have translated.
Evolved, for sure.
Evolved into this era for sure. I think the guys that would have been fun to watch in this era with all the way the guys shoot threes now and are so diversified is Kareem and Magic. Do you imagine with their passing ability and shooting?
They're the only team that could probably compete with the Golden State Warriors today.
Could you imagine Showtime Lakers with the three-point shot the way it is? With how they used to run the break?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
It would be fun to watch.
Speaking
it'd
of
be honestly, it'd be fucking amazing.
Speaking of best teams of all time, pulled that as well. And obviously you had the, was it, 94, 95 Bulls?
96
Bulls, yeah.
So they were 72-10. I think they were number one. The Golden State Warriors from, a year or two ago, a couple years ago, when they were 73-9.
Yeah, and did not win the title.
And they weren't even on the honorable mention list because of that, because they lost the championship.
Yeah,
can't give it to them.
if you were to,
where's the fuck 2000 Lakers?
Who do you think they were on honorable mention? It was, and it wasn't even the. It was 0102, I think. It was 0102 yeah. was honorable mention.
That's the best team of all time.
Well, it's the only team on here that has two of the top six. You got Kobe and Shaq, two of the top six players of all time, on the same team.
Yep.
That is pretty crazy to think about.
Yep. And that was the 0-1 team?
Yeah.
That team was fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude. It was 90, because they won in 99, 2000, 2001, I think. Something like that.
Yeah.
Do you think there's also a little bit of, so I have in here to talk about the maybe some conflicting thoughts on the idea of pioneers versus the best all time. And do we give more, I don't know, respect, love, whatever, and maybe put those guys a little bit higher on the list that were maybe the first to do something to kind of stand out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, not that Bird was by any means a pioneer. There were other great three-point shooters before his time. But I always thought he was, I mean, one of the better field goal percentages of all time. But this confirmed it again today, and I remember looking at his three-point percentage. It's not that great.
Mm. No.
Like, not
he just did it before everybody else.
Yeah, he just did it before
and
everybody else.
And it was in the spotlight because him and Magic saved basketball.
Yeah,
big time.
They literally saved fucking basketball. So I think because it was so publicized, like, damn, this white dude's good as shit.
It was like, you know, the McGuire, Sosa, saving baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest, like, 2-3 years of baseball ever, though. It was so amazing.
Just ridiculous. Just crushing balls,
And then they should let the pitchers juice up.
It's all legal, dude.
Yeah, right?
It's all legal.
Let them all juice and let's just see how many home runs. just try to hide 110 mile per hour
fastballs by them, and then you can do it the next day.
We'll talk here in a little bit. Not today, but next follow-up episode. But McGuire, I broke down the stats for not just all-time home runs, but home runs per at-bat. He's number one all-time.
Is he?
McGuire.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Hank Aaron.
Barry Bonds?
He's three.
He's on.
Oh, God.
Hank Aaron number two?
No.
Babe
Ruth is two.
It
was McGuire one, Babe Ruth two. I think Bonds was three. Hank Aaron, who's now second all-time, was like 45.
Well, you know, because
he played like 47 seasons.
If you take away Hank Aaron, and I know we're getting way off subject, if you take away that guy's all-time home runs, he still has over 3,000 hits. Yeah. Like, you know how he's all-time, he was before Bonds beat him. If you took away all seven, or whatever crazy
that's
number
insane.
It is, he still has over 3,000 hits.
Okay,
that's insane.
Zero
Holy shit.
Career,
well, yeah. oh, so you're saying
if he had zero home runs in his career, he still has over 3,000 hits.
So he's got 3,700 hits.
Correct. Wow. Yeah.
No shit.
That's a cool stat.
That is a cool stat.
Yeah, if you take away every single home run.
So that brings up a good point.
That's crazy.
Transition back to basketball, but I guess kind of all sports in general, but I think it most pertains to basketball because basketball, I think more than any other sport, is so heavy on the points per game. You know what I mean? The averaged out stats versus the all-time totals, which are obviously more, you know, are the bigger stats for baseball, football, things like that. We look at total yards, total touchdowns, not how many touchdowns they average per year. And so,
that's true.
From basketball standpoint, I mean, what do you think? Because if you look at a points per game and some other like per game stats, Jordan starts to exceed LeBron. But when you look at the total stats, LeBron exceeds Jordan. What do you think? Assuming that they played, you know, at least 12, 13 years, you know what I mean? They've had a decent run. They're not Bo Jackson, who I still think was one of the best of all time, but got hurt, so you just can't put him in that category. If they played a lifetime's worth or, you know, of a solid career, what do you think has more weight? The all-time stat that maybe you played 20 years, but your 20 years weren't as good every single year as the guy who played 15, but had every single year was better than each of your 20s? I mean, what do you think is more important?
I think
if you're talking about best all time,
I think being in the prime, like I just care about how you were when you're at your top. You know, like people forget that Michael Jordan played for the Wizards. You know, people forget that Kareem went somewhere else. I think after the Lakers. Yeah. I just
Yeah, no one gives a shit about that.
Yeah, and so that kind of longevity stuff, like, I definitely, I'm looking at some of these stats that you were talking about, like points per game is a huge one. Just the three main stats, the points per game, the rebounds, and assists. And what's so funny is we're talking about this, and we're kind of like, we haven't talked too much about Magic, and then I go and look at his freaking career stats, or his best seasons. I mean, this guy had 25, 13, and 15, and as a, that's crazy.
A whole season?
And yeah, he didn't average a triple-double all the same year, but like I'm saying his stat for a season, he averaged 25, 13, and 15. To me, that's just as important as...
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Right. That's why I think that at the end of the day, we look at championships.
You have to, because all these guys are almost so close that people just go to, well, have
who
you won it all?
Who won?
Well, jumping back across sports, but I mean, that's why Marino... I mean, Grant, I don't think he's as good, but that's why... I mean, was Marino really that much worse than Montana?
No.
Or was Montana, did Montana just fucking win?
But
you know what I mean?
It's something, and it's unexplainable, because let's say they have the same talent coming out of college or whatever. One wins, one doesn't. Why? You know what I mean? It's not like they have an opportunity. Why? That's why I think championships is so important.
Yeah, and usually championships are won by great leaders, and leaders are usually guys that you really want to follow and get behind. And we get back to what we kind of started with. Michael Jordan, total leader, nice, like, great guy to follow. Magic Johnson, great leadership, great guy to follow. LeBron James, good player, kind of an asshole.
Not one you want to follow, and in all honesty,
it might be why they're 3-5. They're not the best leader in the world.
Back to that same thing, that charisma matters.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't matter on, like, just like the surface, like, hey, I like that guy, it matters because the people that play with him, that affects how much they... You know, how hard they follow him, that they, you know what I mean? That he can motivate and inspire to make the rest of the team great around him. Like, I think it matters not just on the surface, but how well their team plays.
I think LeBron's locker room looks at LeBron, like LeBron in awe, like, damn, he's fucking awesome. But like, I don't want to be like playing with the guy, dude. He's kind of a dick. You know what I mean? We're like, Kobe, you're like, he's awesome, and I really, really, really want him to respect my game. So I'm going to play as hard as I can. And I don't think LeBron brings that. Out of most people. That's why people keep leaving his team. You know what I mean? People want.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that Kyrie Irving was like, I'm out.
How can you not get along with anybody, dude?
Like, we just won. We got a pretty solid thing going here. I'm out.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he was on the top list. I didn't think Kyrie Irving was going to be on that list.
On top, like, 50?
Top 100.
Top 100?
He was right around 50, 60.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the shit. I could see that.
He's good, but I mean... He left this team, they went to the finals, and he got hurt for the playoffs, and the team that he played on made the conference semifinals.
Without him.
So how important is he?
Yeah, without him. I hear you.
Yeah.
You know? Man, I would love to see these guys all go at it, like 3-on-3 sometime.
All right, I just came up with 5 things, and we'll wrap it up with this. I want you to put this in order of what, back to the what defines legacy. If you guys can think of anything else, you can throw it in there too, because this is literally just from the hip. Clutch.
It's huge.
Talent, just overall playability. Winning or titles. Competitiveness and leadership. Those are the 5 things that I put in there. How would you rank those in most important to least important in terms of what defines the greatest of all time?
Championships. Championships and clutch. I think, like, you look on a
So you think talent falls under that?
Well, I think talent's going to give you championships. And I think leadership is one thing, but you can lead a team into a sweep. You know, so I think it comes down, if you are a champion 3-4 times over, you got all that other shit. You have to. You know what I mean? You can't look at any champions and think that they don't have that, even if it's just one. They've got all those.
Yeah.
You know, at least they did for a season. But you look at clutch and being able to perform, and you look like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, that's always a debate, but it's really not a debate. Why?
Because
championships.
Brady wins.
Championships. You know what I mean? And they went head to head in how many AFC championships? And Manning always came down, you know what I mean? At the bottom, except one because of a defense. So I just think that once you get there, how are you going to perform? The guys we're talking about. Just another game, you know. So I think that championships is your legacy.
Do you think that stems from just competitiveness in general? Like, just this, like, some guys like playing the sport. I don't think anyone likes to lose. But that when you look at the guys like Jordan, like Brady, like Kobe, that, you know, have 5 rings, 6 rings. How many does Brady have now? He's got 5 still?
He's got 5.
5. So, you know, they got 5 or 6 rings apiece. Versus the guys who might be better players. LeBron. God, I don't know. Trying to think of some other ones. But, you know, Manning. Other exceptional top-of-the-game players. That literally, the thing that puts you over the hump is that, like, ultra competitive edge that Brady has, that Jordan has, that Kobe has.
Bring it.
Like, you know?
Bring it. I can perform.
Like, they will do anything. Awesome story. I'm going to do a shitty job of reenacting it or retelling it because I always forget the damn player. But there's an interview, and it's not Harper. It's someone else. I forget who it was. Williams, basketball player Williams.
Is he, like, big time?
Yeah. I get his name. Anyways, he's a rookie coming in the league, going to L.A. to
D'Angelo?
No. Talking about homeboy on the Jazz? The guy they got rookie of the year? Donovan Mitchell?
No.
That's a good interview, though. I saw that.
Oh.
We're in his apartment and shit.
So I forget the guy who he is, but they're playing the Lakers for, like, the first time. He's never met Kobe. He's just getting in the league.
Oh, this is back. Okay.
And, yeah, back in the day.
Gotcha.
And... he's like, hey, we got a game in 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to go early. I'm going to get on the court. I'm going to go warm up. And, you know, I'm not going to leave until I hit, you know, 300 jumpers or something like that. That was his mindset. And he gets there, and Kobe is out there warming up too, solo, just by himself on the court. And he's like, oh, shit, like, Kobe Bryant's here warming up, like, way early before the game. So he just goes about his business. He's on the other side of the court. Kobe's on the other. They're both doing their things. He makes his 200 or 300, and he's done. And he's like, this guy was out here before I got here. What is this guy still doing out here? He's like, all right, I'm going to make a few more. I can't be leaving before this guy leaves. So he stays out there, makes another 30, 40, 50. Kobe's still out there. He's like, and Kobe isn't doing these, you know, he's not just shooting free throws or shooting jumper. He's like, he's doing game moves. You know what I mean? Like, hard driving to the basket, like, hard shit. And he's like, fine. He's like, dude, I gotta shower up and get to the game. So he bounces. Play the game. Kobe drops like 50 on him or 40, some big number. Lakers crush him. He makes a point to go up to Kobe at the end of the game and ask him. And he's like, dude, I gotta ask you, man. A, great game, but B, dude, how long do you practice? Like, how can you? I mean, I thought I was out there for a long time. How long were you out there for? He's like, when you walked in, he was like, I was about ready to head to the showers. He was like, I was done with my warm up.
But he's not gonna not be the last one.
But he's like, you came on my court.
Hell yeah.
He's like,
you coming?
He's like, if you think for 1 second that you're gonna work harder than me, he's like, you got another thing coming. And he's like, that just changed my whole mindset, my whole game. From that point on, like, you want to be great, like, there's a whole nother level. A
whole nother level.
Kobe level.
Yeah. Kobe!
Kobe.
Lakers, 4 out of 6 of the best 6 of all time. That's it, guys. Thank you guys for joining me. That was
absolutely
fun, man.
Absolutely.
That was rad.
Awesome. Of course.
I think we're going to do baseball next. So stay tuned.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Thanks,
go
guys.
Cubs.
Later.